Join the conversation. Join the
conversation. You're with Cape Talk.
The conversation turns to matters educational. The 2021 academic year is drawing to a close, and schools are, of course, busy with exams and year-end reports. But they're also busy finalising their budgets for the next academic year. And it is a process that parents are meant to be involved in. Now, a couple of weeks ago, our listener Errol mailed me with concerns about how some schools weren't following the proper process to make sure that that parental input happens. Among several issues that he flagged were a failure to give sufficient advance warning of the budget meeting, a failure to send out any advance communication about proposed school fees and fee exemptions, and a couple of other things. Bottom line is, many of the communications, if they're happening at all, are not happening as they're meant to do in line with WCED requirements. And Errol said too many schools are getting away with it because parents just don't know any better. They don't know what an important role they are meant to play in this particular process. Fair point, Errol, and we're hoping to change that today by finding out exactly what should be the budget process for a government school and the role that parents can play. With me on the line is Western Cape Education Department spokesperson Estelle Davids. Estelle, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Papa, and to the listeners, thank you for having me, and yes, let's talk the talk.
Let's talk it. What role are parents meant to play in the school budget process?
Yeah, before I go there, let me just say that I was asked to focus on the budget process at our public schools. Like you said, they are in the process now of presenting the budgets to parents this term. So I won't be dealing with the actual drafting of a school budget.
Sure.
If there's any questions pertaining to the actual budget itself, then listeners are more than welcome to email me and we will respond to the questions in writing.
Fair enough. Okay. Over to you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So in order to provide quality education to each learner and each class in every school in this province, we need efficient and effective management and governance at school level. So the annual budget process is one of the critical business processes that need to take place to create that environment that is conducive for teaching and ultimately your curriculum delivery, which will lead to that quality education outcomes, learning outcomes, sorry. So in terms of the budget process, we are being guided by the South African Schools Act and the budget prescriptions for public schools as determined by the MEC of the province. So there are four steps involved in the budget process. Would you like me to go through
yes,
all
steps? Yes, please do. Please do.
All right. So the first step in the process would be the preparation of the budget. All right. So in terms of the Section 38 of the South African Schools Act, that is the function of the governing body of the school. They must annually prepare a budget, which shows, of course, the estimated income and expenditure for the following financial year. Okay. And this is also explained in the budget prescriptions for public schools. So what the school will use as a basis for the budget is the school's development and strategic plan. So it's preferred that this process starts at the beginning of the third term.
Okay.
Now, the SGB must ensure that they appoint a person who must coordinate the preparation of their budget. So that person will then get all the inputs from the different activity managers. That is, for instance, maybe the science department, history, or sports department. Get that input from them for submission to the finance committee, which is a subcommittee of the governing body. This must be minuted and recorded in an SGB meeting, and that must be done in writing.
Okay.
That is the appointment of that coordinator, right? So for budget purposes, the WCED will then inform schools of the national norms and standard funding by 30th of September. So they will know what the national norms and standard school funding will be at the time when they're finalizing their budget.
Okay.
All right? So the coordinator will then table that budget, or rather the input, at the Finance Committee meeting, where that will be evaluated for completeness and accuracy, and then the draft budget is compiled by the FinCom, which is short for the Finance Committee.
Okay.
All right. So once there's sufficient consensus, the Treasurer will then sign that draft budget as an indication of his support. The Finance Committee then has to submit that draft budget to the SGB, the full SGB.
Okay.
The Treasurer will then be the person to present and explain that draft budget that was compiled by the Finance Committee together with any other supporting documents. He will do that at an SGB meeting, an official SGB meeting, right? So the budget must balance. That means the total income must equal total expenditure. You cannot budget for a surplus or a deficit.
Okay.
For example, carrying last year's surplus over to this budget. All right? There is an example of a timeline that I have.
Okay, I'm just mindful of time, Estelle. I think we don't need to get into too much nitty-gritty detail here because I really want to get to the crux of the role that parents play here. So you've explained very thoroughly the initial process of getting to a budget which is deemed acceptable by the school governing body. The crucial thing for this conversation is where do parents come in? Because parents do have a role to play here. What should that role be and when should it happen?
The parents, they get involved where the budget meeting, the notice that's sent to parents, that must be done according to the prescripts, and that is at least 30 days prior to that budget meeting, right?
Okay.
So the parents must get their notification in writing. So the notice must then include the date when that budget, the draft budget, will be displayed and will be available for parents to scrutinize. So that will be at least 14 days before the budget. They will have the opportunity to go to the school and examine that draft budget.
Okay. Now, if I can interrupt, Estelle, when we were discussing this a week or two ago, we had a listener call in who felt a little aggrieved at the fact that he was expected to go to the school and examine a single copy at the school. He felt that parents should be given a copy to take home and peruse in detail at home. Is that something that's required, or is it good enough for the school to say there is a copy available at reception if you want to see it?
They may make copies, but what's preferred? Look, we've got a legal opinion on that. It is preferred that they don't remove the actual documents from the school. Yes, in terms of the SA Schools Act, copies of or information of financial records must be made available to parents because, after all, it is public funds that we're dealing with, right? So we cannot refuse parents that. I don't know what the reason was, but parents can mention that to the SGB if you have a valid reason that you cannot come in person to the school to examine that. The SGB can decide whether they're going to mail you the budget or what, but they cannot refuse to give you the details of the budget.
Okay, that's quite clear. Thank you. Okay, so 30 days before that meeting, the invitation needs to go out in writing, inviting parents to come. I know many schools are still struggle to get sufficient parents to come to that meeting, and I'm hoping that an interview like this will change people's minds about how important it is that they attend those meetings. Because can you explain to us what should then happen at that budget meeting that parents are part of?
Right, at the budget meeting, yes, but before we get there, we ask parents to please attend those budget meetings because a lot of the times we get parents coming to the department for assistance regarding the payment of school fees. But you see, we tell them, please attend those meetings because that is the platform where you can object. If you have a problem with school fees, that is the platform where they discuss school fees for the next year. So you need to raise your concerns at that meeting. So it is a concern. We haven't really had a campaign to encourage parents to attend those meetings that are so critical, the budget meeting.
Okay.
But I would like to appeal to parents today to do so because it is a very, very critical process and we need the involvement in the budget.
Okay. Now, Estelle, I've been to a couple of those meetings in my time as a school parent, and I know that the Finance Committee presents the budget to the people who are in attendance and talks them through the decisions and the plans that the committee has made around that budget. If somebody, and among the things that they will present is this is what we are proposing as the school fee increase or no increase, et cetera, for the following year, talk to us about how much, if any, input parents have at that point. If they feel that what the Finance Committee has decided is too big an increase, for example, do they have a right to object? Estelle, how much say do parents have in this process?
Indeed, they have the opportunity and they have the right to object to that. You see, that is the proposed budget. If the majority of parents present at the meeting, if they decide no, but school fees are simply too high, the governing body has the responsibility to make those changes at that meeting, because it is the parents, after all, who will approve the budget, yeah. Right? So if they are not in agreement, the SGP has to effect those changes and implement the budget as approved by the parents.
Estelle, another thing that needs to be discussed at this meeting is the question of school fee exemptions. Can you elaborate a little bit on that point?
Yeah, we find that in the past, a lot of schools have not actually touched on that issue of school fee exemption because they will lose out on income. But it is every parent's right to apply for exemption of school fees in terms of the Act, right? Mm-hmm. So we also want to appeal to schools to not refuse parents applications for exemption of school fees. So at the meeting, they need to explain them to the parents. They need to explain to them what the criteria is and the fact they can collect the application forms from the school. There is a process in terms of our regulation for exemption from the payment of school fees, which they need to explain. And when they send out the notice, they need to also inform parents of the current school fees and the proposed increase for the following year.
Okay. Just for those who've joined us late to the conversation, I'm on the line with Estelle Davids of the Western Cape Education Department discussing a very important process that is underway as we speak, or certainly should be underway as we speak, namely schools finalising their budgets for the following academic year. We're talking, of course, about public schools. It's a different process for private schools, which we won't get to today. But really, I mean, the key messaging here, Estelle, is that it is vital for parents to be involved in this process, for them to make the effort to go to that meeting, and equally it is vital for the school to make sure that parents know that they have that right and know when that meeting is going to be happening and know that they have access to the school budget. We've had one or two suggestions of people complaining that they felt that the schools were getting away with bulldozing through a budget because just too few parents cared enough or were able to give up the time to come to a budget meeting. You've already said how important it is for parents to be active participants in this meeting process. If somebody feels, though, that they're being ignored, that parents have shown up and the school governing body is ignoring their input, do they have any recourse to complain? Should they complain to the principal of the school, to the district manager, to the WCED directly?
You see, they need to bring it to the attention of a principal, who is the representative of the head of department here. If the parent doesn't get any joy there, the next step is to take it to the district of the circuit manager responsible for that school, and ultimately it will get to our office here. And then we will take that up with the school. To emphasize the importance of that meeting, the SA Schools Act doesn't make provision for a second budget meeting. So okay. It is important for parents to be there and vote on that budget.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, even if in a school of 1,000 pupils, four parents show up for that meeting, those four parents will be the four making the decision to approve the budget. Estelle, there's no recourse.
Right. For that. It's not dependent on a quorum. The budget is adopted and approved by the majority of parents present and voting at that meeting.
I actually find that quite scary, given what I know about the low numbers of attendance at many of these meetings, Estelle. It's a quite scary prospect. Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is so, because we cannot move out of that framework of the SA Schools Act and the budget prescription.
My gosh. Okay. I didn't realize that it didn't require a quorum. That actually is very distressing to me, that it can literally come down to the decision of a handful of parents who
That's
are determining
right.
such an important, crucial issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Estelle, then if parents listening to this are going, I've never heard of this process, I've never seen an invitation from our school, they need to be knocking on their principal's door and saying, why haven't I heard? Where is the invitation? When is the meeting happening? Conversely, if they've been to the meeting and felt that things weren't run properly, is the same sort of chain of command applicable, that you first discuss with the principal, and if you get nowhere there, then go to the circuit manager? Is that the way you'd like it to run?
That is right, because the principal has to advise the governing body and the parents about policy, legislation, and whatever else they need guidance on.
Estelle Davids, thank you very much for explaining it for us this afternoon. Estelle speaking on behalf of the Western Cape Education Department. I hope it's been enlightening for those of you who've never been to one of these meetings before. And I hope more than anything that it will perhaps persuade more of you to go in future when that invitation does come through. It is so important that parents have their input in this vital process.